Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro. More evidence has emerged of Apple's plans to launch a podcast subscription service. The Information and Bloomberg are both reporting that Apple is discussing launching a new subscription service that would charge people to listen to podcasts. But there's conflicting information on a release. The Information says that it's unclear when or whether Apple will launch this new service, suggesting that the process is still in the early stages and even Apple is unclear of its plans. Bloomberg, on the other hand, says that Apple is working on adding a subscription service to its podcasting business in 2021. The Information explains that by charging for individual podcasts, Apple could potentially offer podcast creators a chance to make more money, enticing them to use Apple Podcasts over competing platforms such as Spotify. The mention of charging for individual podcasts is particularly interesting. The Information and Bloomberg both broadly state that Apple's plans are for a subscription service, so it's unclear how charging for individual podcasts would play into that subscription. Presumably, you would pay a subscription fee every month and get access to a library of content exclusive to paying subscribers. Apple is said to have discussed the plan to create this subscription service with its partners, and it's also talked about stepping up funding for new shows and marketing. Earlier reports have indicated that Apple plans to use original podcasting as a way to complement its Apple TV Plus originals. And if an Apple Podcast subscription service does debut this year, it could easily be bundled with other Apple subscription services through Apple One. In other news, a pair of new studies highlighted by CBS News indicate that smartwatches such as the Apple Watch can help detect COVID-19 before the onset of symptoms and before a positive test. The studies, separately undertaken by Mount Sinai Health System in New York and Stanford University in California, are giving experts hope that Apple Watch can, quote, play a vital role in stemming the pandemic and other communicable diseases. The Mount Sinai research found that Apple Watch is able to detect subtle changes in an individual's heartbeat up to 7 days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. The study analyzed heart rate variability, or the variation in time between heartbeats. The study included over 300 healthcare workers who wore Apple Watches between April 29th and September 29th. Heart rate variability is a commonly used measure of how well a person's immune system is working, so the goal of this study was to see how Apple Watch can help monitor those changes. Meanwhile, a separate study from Stanford, the results of which were released in November, included activity trackers from Garmin, Fitbit, and Apple. This study found that these devices could indicate changes in resting heart rate up to 9.5 days prior to the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. The researchers were able to identify nearly 2/3 of COVID-19 cases 4 to 7 days before symptoms, the study says. Notably, Apple did not fund or participate in either of these studies, unlike other smartwatch and wearable companies that have commissioned similar research, such as Aura Health and Whoop. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also published a model last week indicating how the Apple Watch and other smartwatches can help curb the spread of COVID-19 by asymptomatic carriers. You can find more details on all of this incredibly interesting research at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro, a Bitcoin and crypto ticker and portfolio app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. Hit the link in the show notes to get 1 month of premium for free with code 9to5Mac. CryptoPro is a fully native cryptocurrency tracking app with market prices, news, and price alerts. There is support for platform features such as widgets, Apple Watch complications, menu bar support on the Mac, Siri integration, and iCloud syncing. There's also support for all of the latest iOS 14 features, including home screen widgets. CryptoPro is built with privacy in mind. That includes Face ID and Touch ID, as well as Apple Keychain support. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can get a free month of CryptoPro Premium, which unlocks real-time prices, portfolio sync, and much more when you use the link in the show notes and enter code 9to5Mac at checkout. My thanks to CryptoPro for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. In November of last year, a report citing Chinese suppliers said that Apple had begun testing folding iPhones for a launch as early as 2022. Now, a new report from Bloomberg corroborates that Apple is working on folding iPhones, but it's unclear what type of timeline we're looking at for a release. According to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, Apple is developing a new iPhone that can be folded. It's expected to compete with similar Samsung devices, such as the Galaxy Z Fold and the Galaxy Z Flip, but it's unclear whether this folding iPhone will actually see the light of day. The report explains that Apple engineers have been internally testing prototypes of folding screens for some time, but there isn't yet any clear roadmap to releasing these prototypes. In fact, Apple doesn't yet have a fully functional folding device, which means the prototypes are still in early development stages and may never be launched. The Apple design team is said to have been discussing multiple options for the folding iPhone, including a device with the same 6.7-inch display as the iPhone 12 Pro Max when unfolded. For now, the prototypes of folding screens that Apple has been developing have a mostly invisible hinge behind the display. If Apple were to decide to launch a foldable iPhone, it would be the most radical change to the iPhone since the introduction of the iPhone X, which is when Apple redesigned the entire phone with an edge-to-edge display. Companies like Samsung and Motorola have been launching foldable smartphones for some time now, but most of them don't offer a great user experience. So while it's interesting to imagine how Apple might design a foldable iPhone, it's important to keep in mind that it's something further down the roadmap that might not even actually come to fruition. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.